quickly, it would be accepted. Utterly astonished, the corporal could barely believe what he was seeing. The damn fool was giving up. As the sec man watched, the barb turned and started to walk away. 2 days of standing motionless in a Deathland standoff, and he was done. The barb was just a yellow-belly coward, and he deserved to die. Curling his lips in a disdainful grin, the sec man leveled the blaster and pulled the trigger. The Kalashnikov fired once, winging the barb in the shoulder. Frantic, the blue shirt hit the ejector switch to drop the dead clip, then fumbled for the bulging ammo pouch at his side. But the barb had already spun at the traitorous action and thrown. Straight and true, the lance pounded through the sec man's chest, busting bones and exploding out of his back, carrying pieces of internal organs along with it into the ground. Impaled, motionless, the sec man exhaled and dropped the AK-47, hot blood pumping along the shaft of the weapon. Watching the hairy stranger quickly die, the barb reclaimed his lance, then took the long blaster as a trophy. Time was short. Already the grass was starting to ripple this way. Jumping from rock to rock, the warrior raced for the safety of the tall trees. With a bound, he launched himself into the air and caught a low-hanging limb, hastily climbing into the upper branches, just as ropey tentacles snaked from the soil and dragged the gory corpse away to the mutie's hidden den. The barb waited a while to make sure the ground was clear before continuing his interrupted journey. The machine was a great totem, a mighty trophy, yet the warrior was a bit sad. He had come to respect the hairy stranger as a fellow warrior, and assumed he had done the same. Was the mistake his, or some flaw in the dead man? It didn't matter, really. Only a fool forgave a betrayal. And the man had paid for it, with the only coin of the realm used for paying debts of honor, in the Deathlands. Ryan Cotter is a true warrior of Deathlands, fighting for survival in a bizarre, freakish world. But now, a new threat emerges. Invaders arrive from a parallel Earth where the nuke cost never happened. Ryan is abducted through a time corridor to the Twin Earth, where he discovers a nightmare that makes Deathlands look tame by comparison. And a new plot for its grotesque destruction. Deathlands 49, Shadow World. Deathlands Dark Reckoning is a Cutting Audio production. Copyright 2004, The Cutting Corporation. Performed by Richard Rowan with Colleen Delaney, Nanette Savard, Terrence Aselford, and David Elias. Directed by Rick Rowan. Sound design by Clayton Turner. Produced by Rick Rowan and Dwayne Beeman. Executive producers James Cutting, Mary Cutting, and Angie Cornett. The Deathlands theme was composed by Mark Ashby. If you enjoyed Deathlands, be sure to look for James Axler's Outlanders, available at road stops everywhere at 1-800-670-5220 or at www.cuttingaudio.com, where you'll find samples of all our Action Pumps titles, as well as free screensavers, ringtones, and games. Keep listening for something extra after these announcements.
Cutting Audio. Symptoms include white knuckles, rapid heartbeat, and frequent stimulation of the adrenal gland. Take as often as needed.
Outlanders. Say nothing. Just listen.
Kane's respiration deepened, his pulse quickening, his blood beginning to burn with a flame that first warmed, then threatened to scorch his nervous system and consume his reason. His vision clouded, fogging at the edges as the aphrodisiac began to take effect. He knew from bitter experience fighting it was futile. The best he'd ever been able to achieve was a temporary balance between a horrified realization that his body's reactions were out of his conscious control and primordial lust. Always lust won out over horror. Quavel's face hovered over his, and she was suddenly transmogrified from an inhuman succubus to a sensuously beautiful vixen. He felt his penis engorge and rise. She self-consciously averted her gaze from the rigid, jutting evidence of his arousal. She unzipped her suit and peeled out of it, revealing a slim, pale body with a wispy suggestion of silk threads between the juncture of her thighs. Her breasts were very small, but very well formed, with a great deal of point. Quavell leaned forward, her face pressing against his.
Things are not what they seem. We need your help.
Kane could have easily encircled her waist with his two hands, or her throat with one, but he did neither. Although sweat gathered at his hairline and blood pounded in his temples, he realized with a distant wonder that he was still rational, not blind with rutting fever like all the times before. His tongue felt thick and clumsy.
I thought that's what I was doing.
Do not speak, damn you! Concentrate on my words so you will remember later and be able to take the appropriate action. We are being monitored, so you must perform, but remember what I say.
Her firm, berry-tipped breasts pushed against his hard chest, and her hand went between them. Her fingers plucked, then curled around his erection.
I have given you a diluted mixture of the stimulant so you will be able to think, but you can't let on.
Quavell squirmed on top of him, Kane cupping her tiny muscular rear end. Straddling his hips, she reached down with her right hand and grasped his hard length.
Not all of us here are in service to Baron Cobalt. He brings war to our people. He breaks unity.
She positioned the crown of his swollen member between her moist labia and groaned through her clenched, perfect teeth. Like all hybrid females, she was excruciatingly small, but she worked herself down on him gradually.
The Baron believes he can use you to father a new race.
Just me?
Just you. The Baron feels that putting you in such harness is both a punishment and a salvation. He is deluded.
She began rocking back and forth, taking more of him inside her.
We will help you. You'll know when. Now be silent and do as you are supposed to do.
Kane did so, and for the first time since his imprisonment, actually enjoyed it.
If you can't wait for the next installment of your favorite series to hit the shelves, plug into Cutting Audio's website and download it for your computer or digital player. It'll be online before anywhere else. You'll also get free screensavers, ringtones, games, and other goodies. www.cuttingaudio.com